Proceeding is a paid program. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide the listener with specific medical advice, and you should seek the advice of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. The doctor is in. Call the show now at 702-733-KXNT. That's 702-733-5968 to talk about your health and your vitality. Now, here is Dr. Christy Thomas.
Welcome to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Bill Bradley from Pathway Genomics on this morning. We're going to be talking about genetic testing. We've talked about some of the genetic testing in the past, but you've been on the road a little bit lately, traveling.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Been blowing your phone up and didn't realize that you got to make some trips down to Phoenix and
Well, it's not just there. It's all over the place in Arizona. I've been traveling quite a bit down there. And what I've noticed is, and this is one of the key things I want to talk about, especially traveling as much as I have in the past few months, if you travel a lot, and I'm talking to you professionals out there, or, and I would say you professionals and you professional travelers, anybody that travels fairly extensively, once a month, once every other month.
You can tell when you go to the airport. They got it down, going through security.
I will say, yes, they and I do. You got to take your jacket off. You got to take your shoes off. You got to take your belt off. You got to take your laptops
out. Everything just right.
Boom, 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 boom. If you don't, you're holding everybody else up, and they start looking at you funny, and they start adjusting their weight, saying, hey, start moving. Hurry up.
That's me. Move it.
But the point I'm really trying to get to is from a nutritional perspective. When I'm out there in the field, and I'm going from office to office and city to city, it's difficult, especially when you're in a brand new city and you don't know it that well. You don't know where the good restaurants are that you can eat for a decent dollar, as well as a nutritional perspective. So you think, okay, I need to eat lunch. If I don't eat now, I may not be able to eat for several hours, so I got to have something. Well, what's around me? All you see is fast food places. So you say to yourself, oh my gosh, what am I going to eat that's going to fill me up, but at the same time, give me the nutrition that I need to sustain me for the rest of the day so I don't eat that junk on a regular basis, or at least finish out the rest of the day with that junk.
Or you end up eating breakfast and then you go till dinner time or get stuck on the runway, have a delay in your travel, and you think that skipping that meal may be better than not eating, but nope.
When I would, you know what I would say to that? Both sides of that coin are true. Sometimes you think, well, geez, if I eat the crud, the bad stuff, that'll be really bad, so I just won't eat at all. Well, this is what I would say to that. If you're driving down the road and you say, oh, my gosh, I don't see anything else that I can eat, say, except for McDonald's or Chick-fil-A, which I happen to do like, that's fine. Okay, great. Don't get the chicken nuggets, which are fried, of course. They usually have bread on them. Get a grilled chicken sandwich. Don't eat the bread. Just have the lettuce, tomato, and the chicken. You say, oh, well, how can I do that? That's going to be so bland. Well, I would say yes to that on some level. And if you have to have something else with it, like barbecue sauce or something else, like a ranch, just put a light amount on there so that you can get that flavor so that it doesn't feel like you're eating cardboard.
You're not going to crush your diet. I have a lot of them issues with my own practice, and we do this monthly weight loss program, and we follow a lot of people for their weight so that they lose weight, and they're on the go all day. So they may be living in their car basically from morning.
Sound
familiar
to you?
So Bill travels all around the city from office to office to office. He doesn't have a place where he can sit down or pack your lunch. You got to bring a cooler in your car, and when it's 115, add a little humidity. I know
that'll,
I'm not loving it.
That'll melt in my car.
Even with an ice pack. So you're looking every single day while you're on the job, and you are very big into the fitness world too. And it's hard to find something that you can get quick and on the go. And these are the kind of tips that we wanted to bring up, what you can do when you're on the go. And like you said, if you have to stop somewhere quickly to get something, don't be getting the fried. Get the grilled. Even the salad. And adding the grilled chicken on it versus taking something. But you got to watch what's on that salad, because sometimes they'll pile so much on the salad and the people will come in and say, well, I went to Del Taco or I had a salad at Chipotle. But then you add up the black beans, the rice, the corn, and now you've got a salad that's 2,500 calories.
You know, what I would say about that is this. If you're going to have food and you don't know what you're going to have with you on any given moment or day or time, have something that's good with you. So don't carry a candy bar with you. Carry some nuts. Guess what? They won't melt, so they'll keep in the heat for the most part anyway. And you can have them for multiple days in a row as long as you have enough of them with you. In addition, okay, yes, you don't necessarily want sweetened nuts or salty ones, but at the same time, you want something that will sustain you or that you're going to actually want. So I keep pistachios, I really like those, or pecans, I like those. And if I can, I try to keep raw almonds. I don't like those as much, so I usually get them roasted. No salt, but just roasted. Those are the best way to go because your body tends to like those the most. It gives you the omega-6s, omega-3s, the polys and monounsaturated fats that your body
needs.
Healthy
fats that you need. Yes. I tell people to take a handful of almonds. This is the issue, though. You can't eat a bag full of almonds. So people that have a problem with portion control, and we're going to get later into the show about genetic testing and portion control and whether you have that gene for that. And if you have that problem, you can't take the bag of almonds because your bag of almonds is going to be gone during the day and you've just ate 900 calories in almonds for the day. So portioning it out, kind of planning ahead, I tell people even you can make some baggies of almonds at home for the week and take
I'm really bad for that too.
Your wife takes care of you.
She does. But I meme and portion control, I'm horrible with it. Do you know how much I'll eat if it's put in front of me and I like it? Don't say, hey, Bill, how about have one Snickers? I'll have 10 or even 20 of those small little bite sizes.
Oh, I was going to say whole sizes. Jesus.
I'll have four or five of those, though, too. My portion control is horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely horrible.
Like when you bring the M&Ms.
By the way.
Family size.
I do have a family pack for you for Monday, by the way.
God.
I love peanut M&Ms, by the way. They're the best.
So everybody always asks me, like, how do you maintain the willpower to do and everything you talk about every week on the show? It doesn't work. I do the same struggles that you have, that Mark has. Did you eat breakfast, Mark?
Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't eat breakfast.
Really?
The first time ever.
Wow.
And you ate breakfast this morning.
I had a good shake, a full meal replacement shake. Oh, she's showing me juice. Oh, that's a bad one. Is there any high fructose corn syrup in there?
Fructose.
No, there's not.
It's just from concentrate, huh?
Yes.
Well, that's not as bad. Not great, but it's not as bad.
But I needed something to make it through the show because
you might
I'm the bad
the
one this morning. Mm-hmm. That barely happens ever, so I'm being called out.
This is exactly what I'm talking about. It's not about what you do this instant. Yes, it is, but it's about consistency. So if you have a fall off like she did this morning for reasons that are understandable, if we could explain to the rest of the radio audience, but it's not that she did bad once this time. It's that, okay, the next meal she does good, the next snack she does good, the next day she does good. Those are the things that are important. If you fall off from one meal or even one snack, that's not that important. It's the consistency that you need in order to make it through the long term.
And the point is to bring up that we all struggle with this, including me, who works the business, who does the business. Little stress this morning, little lack of sleep this morning, and rushing. And I went and made the wrong choice because I knew I needed something, but grabbing this was quick and fast. And who knew I would be called out?
You got high
out.
Vitamin C in there, so that's a positive choice.
Who knew I'd be called out on the show this morning? So some of the other things when you're traveling or you're on this go, besides planning ahead, is kind of plan your day too. And you want to, like we mentioned, make sure you're eating every couple hours. The things that people avoid when you're traveling is you can go to this nice little Yelp app. I love Yelp when I travel because you never know where you're at. Or even here in Vegas, you can go to Yelp and find some great restaurants. What's the number one picture when you go on Yelp? It's the fattest, yummiest food ever, and it looks so good. And everybody's reviewing it how great it is, but probably not the best choice.
You know, something along with that is clean eating. And you say, well, what is clean eating? It's generally not eating foods that are processed, i.e., I hate to say it, but yes.
No high fructose corn syrup. Then
that's really good. No high fructose corn syrup. But things that don't have, let's put it this way. If you're going to have chicken, make sure it's not fried and it's not breaded. It's just straight grilled. It's not injected with a bunch of things inside of it.
Somebody's shaking his head back there.
Lettuces and tomatoes, fruits and vegetables that are they're not processed in any way, shape, or form. That's the clean eating type that I and everybody else needs to practice on a more frequent basis. And don't get me wrong. I understand that it's difficult sometimes, extremely difficult sometimes, and near impossible. But the more times you can practice it, the healthier you're going to be, the less skin problems you might have, the less internal organ problems you might have, the so on and so forth, not just today, but for the rest of your life. If you practice it consistently, you have consistent lack of problems or consistent good life habits.
And all the research out there about having processed food, or if you have a, you know, go to your pantry right now and pull out a box food and see what's in it. Yuck, get rid of it. Just throw it in the trash right now or donate it.
You know what I was going to have this morning? I forgot that I opened it up last night and didn't finish it. Was some freeze-dried apples. Well, when you opened it this morning, it was kind of semi-soft, so it wasn't exactly palatable. So I didn't grab that on the way out. But that's something that you can have. If you buy a lot of that in one time, guess what? It sits for years. You could take it within your car without having to worry about problems of heating or degrading.
And a lot of people struggle with breakfast in the morning, and this is one of our recommendations that we tell people is we actually have a meal replacement. It is a pea protein. There's no fillers in it. We've kind of broke it down on the show before. It doesn't have artificial sweetener in it. It doesn't have processed stuff in it. We've broke down protein powder before, so I'll tell people go do a couple scoops of protein powder, put some ice in your blender if you want to put a half a cup of berries in there to make it flavored, or even if you want chocolate flavored in the morning, you can put coconut powder in
there.
That
sounds good.
In the morning. And if you don't want to blend it, you can put it in a shaker and take it on your way to go. And I still filled with that today. And it's sitting on my counter.
So sad.
I know. So it's okay. You guys can pick me out. It's very rare that it will happen. But when we return, we're going to talk about DNA testing, genetic testing, and the healthy weight genetic testing, and some of the tips that you can use with Bill Bradley from Pathway Genomics. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. You can follow us on social media at VitalityLV on Facebook.
Dollar Loan Center guarantees the best rates. Get a signature loan up to $2,500 with no checking account required. And now you can get a title loan for up to 80% of your vehicle's value. Visit don'tbebroke.com or call 364-LOAN today. Title loans available at select locations. Loan subject to approval.
Total Wine & More, can I help you?
Yes, I have a press release here from Total Wine & More.
Yes?
And I need to verify some information. I'm what you call a fact checker.
Sure thing.
Okay. It says here that Total Wine & More has over 8,000 different wines. Now, that's clearly a typo.
No, it's a fact.
8,000 wines.
2,500 beers, 3,000 spirits.
We'll come back to that. Now, here it says you have the lowest prices.
Oh, actually, the lowest prices anywhere.
Uh-huh. And yet, here it claims you have wide, uncluttered aisles, uh-huh, quick checkout, and trained associates who are, quote, like tour guides through
the great wine regions of the world,
close quote.
Yeah.
Now, that's what we fact-checkers like to call the full Pinocchio.
What?
So which is it?
Which?
Are you a low-priced big superstore or a wine boutique?
Oh, well, both.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay, last question.
Yeah.
Where are you located?
In Summerlin, Henderson, and now open at Centennial Gateway. Total Wine & More.
Happened at my daughter's wedding. This guy kept shoving me. Finally, I asked him, "Do I know you? Have I done something to hurt you or your family?" He said no and shoved me again. I'd had enough. So I banged his head on the table where, unfortunately, the candle set his hair on fire. My daughter, trying to make me feel better, told me her friends thought what I'd done was cool. But I thought to myself, it's not cool. I'm an adult. Another daughter asked if I'd be willing to see someone who'd been working with post-traumatic stress since Vietnam. I said yes, and that was it. I could not accept I was here when 10 of my men have their names on that black shiny wall in D.C. Guilt permeated every day of my life. Through counseling, I was able to regroup, understand my situation, keep all my men in my heart, and move on with my life. If you have PTS, do not be ashamed. Be proud and see a professional. I did it and it worked for me. It will work for you too. Visit the National Center for Post-Traumatic Stress at va.gov.
This has been a message from the Veterans Administration and CBS Cares and featured Medal of Honor recipient Paul Buca.
We'll be right back. driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Carlos and Dana, weekday mornings at 6 on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. I'm back in studio with Bill Bradley from Pathway Genomics. We've been talking about healthy tips to eat on the run, and it's really going to lead up to what we're going to talk about in this show in genetic testing. And Bill, you're really the expert in genetic testing, and it's come so far in the years, and there's a lot of myths out there, I think, still that people are concerned about getting genetic testing and with insurance. And let's talk a little bit kind of about the history of genetic testing and where it's come and where we're at with doing testing in our office now.
It's huge. Genetic testing is the way of the future, and the future is here now. This is me personally, but I believe that genetic testing, where it's at now, it's still in its infancy. And when you talk about that infancy part of it, the Human Genome Project was started in the 1980s and was completed in 1999. And with that information, in the past 15 years, 16 years, we've come so far. And what I mean by that is there's approximately 25,000 genes that a human being has. And with that information, we now have the ability to find out if somebody has the cancer gene, i.e. for breast cancer or for colon cancer or for any number of different things. Or more importantly, a little bit about the history and then the types of tests that come with it, at least from a Pathway Genomics Corporation standpoint. There's carrier screening out there, and it looks at many different types of genes to see if a mother or a father is a carrier for a genetic abnormality such as Edwards or Down syndrome or the litmus test of almost 80 other ones that are out there. And there's many other ones too, but the vast majority that a mother or father can pass on to their child. One that's near and dear to a lot of men and women's hearts literally is the BRCA1 and 2 test for BRCA true. That test looks at specifically two genes to see if a male or female is a carrier for those genes and can pass them on. And to look at one specific gene in there, such as TP53, that specific gene, if you have it, you have a 95% lifetime risk of getting breast cancer. There's no flipping a coin. That's 50-50. It's not basically a question of if. It's a question of when you'll get it. It's just when in your lifetime. Nobody knows. That's the only flip of the coin part of it. We also have things like we've been talking about in the past and today with the Healthy Weight DNA Insight test. We also have mental health tests to see if you can synthesize the mental health drugs, or we also have the pain drug test to see if you can synthesize the pain drugs that you're taking properly or not. You can be an ultra-rapid metabolizer, take a drug, and it works fine for a few hours, and then your body's already burned it off, and you don't get any reprieve from the pain anymore.
My years of seeing people on mental health medications and the side effects, really the only way that you can tell if you're going to have a side effect to a drug is it's you go into this big hat and you pull out, okay, I think this one's going to work. Honestly, like there's no way to tell which antidepressant to start you on. You're going to give us the symptoms, whether you have anxiety component with it, whether you have depression component of it, whether you have PTSD. It's going to give us a guideline from how many medications are out there now. Every other month, a new medication comes out. And this is what's great about this test is I've had people have had some really bad side effects from taking antidepressants. And having this genetic testing done before you go on med, instead of reaching into the hat, what to use, is very beneficial to people that are on it. Or even when their meds have stopped working, I get the test done so that we're not fishing.
You know exactly what drug's going to work. I mean, I like to use this analogy. Back when lipids, i.e. cholesterol levels, were just beginning to come on the scene in the 1940s and 50s, there was a brand new test that came out that allowed the doctor to see what levels of cholesterol that the patient had in their blood. Now, back then, that test was exorbitantly expensive. Now, today, it's done every day, and it's just a few dollars per test for each patient, right? So that testing, and getting back to what you said in the very beginning, from a cost perspective, looking at the overall genetic component, that cost perspective has come down significantly. Because, like I said before, when they originally did the Human Genome Project from the 1980s until 1999, it cost in the billions of dollars. Now, today, to have your entire human genome mapped out for an individual, I've heard as low as $100,000, I've heard as high as $300,000. Let's just call it $200,000. That's way out of the range for the average person. That's a house. But compared to what it used to cost and what it costs today, and it's still coming down. So to look at, you know, anywhere from 10 to 100 genes is way less than that. So the point that I'm trying to make here is this. If a patient is looking to find out, say, from mental health perspective, if the drugs are going to work properly, to do a test that's costing you a few hundred dollars is nothing compared to making sure that you're getting the right medication that's working properly for you every single time. And guess what? The practitioner, if they don't have this type of a test done, whether it's done with our company or another one, they're guessing. It's the facts. That's why they call it practicing medicine. We don't know if this is going to work for you, but this is the best option that we think based upon your symptoms. Let's do this. Now, this test can
come back in 6 weeks. If it's not working, we're going to change it or adjust the dose. That's exactly the protocol. You can go on and look in any medical book. That's what it is.
That's the only way they have to do it, unless they have this test that can tell them that, hey, guess what? You do have a mutation in your genes that does not allow you to process this medication properly. Let's switch you over to the one that does. Oh, and by the way, this test actually tells the practitioner / the patient if the drug itself is going to give you a higher problematic stance from symptoms or lower or normal. Meaning, if you take this drug, will it give me some feedback? Will I have problems with it? Will I gain weight? Will it build up in my system and I have some kind of event? This will tell the practitioner if that's going to happen or not. It's huge. It's absolutely massive.
It is. And people that have come in with side effects of medications and we have done the testing on whether they have weight gain. I've had a patient that even had the most thing that we fear about putting somebody on antidepressant is the suicidal ideations. And when we did the testing, she was positive to it.
Wow.
So that could have saved her a whole hospital. How much would that have saved you or a friend of yours or someone that you know by spending the copay of the test? We try to get it authorized through your insurance. You guys have a lot of programs that help people, whether the test is $200 or, $300, it's going to save you in the long run from having one of these adverse reactions or coming into the office every 6 weeks till we pull out of the hat what testing is going to be right for you.
And you know, it's funny you mentioned about which test is right for you. I have a sample test here that I like to look at because that specific test shows if the patient can synthesize the medication. And there was a patient you mentioned to me a long time ago that had a test. You called me up and said, hey, is this possible to look at a patient to see, oh, my gosh, a patient cannot synthesize any TCAs or let's say they can't synthesize any SSRIs. And if that's the case, they might be going through a litmus test of TCA tests that don't do anything for the patient. And the doctor's like, well, why isn't this working? There's no way to find that out until you actually do a test to find out what you have from a genetic perspective, period.
And the testing does most of the most popular medications out there on your test. So most of the medications that you hear in the media or you know your friends are on or you may be on or family may be on are actually on this test, the most common ones. I can't really think of anything that we use, a lot of the uncommon ones, but the categories are on there. And if you have that category, then the chances of you, if you're on that, are going to be likely.
And what I would add to that is not just the antidepressants, but there's also antipsychotics on here. So psychiatrists can use this test as well to see if their antipsychotic medications can work for them. And to that point, what I would say is my brother, who's a schizophrenic as well, and he's 2 years older than me. He lives in a group home where I'm from. When he did this test, it showed that he was on a medication that wasn't working properly for him. we shifted it off of him instead of having him go up and then down with his medications along with the disease state itself. It's much more level. It's much more even keel. It helps out significantly, A, from a perspective of doing what the drug's supposed to do, but also reducing the side effects of the drug as well.
It's awesome. And the other test that we do a lot of is the, let's talk a little bit, the healthy weight DNA. We're going to kind of break that testing down for the rest of the show because this test has a lot of benefits for people that struggle to lose weight or don't know what diet they should follow. As you brought up, nutritionists, you go to see a registered dietitian, you spend a lot of money. Most insurances don't cover it. They'll just cover for you to have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and all the medical problems associated with difficulty losing weight or following a diet plan. And one thing that is good is Medicare pays for patients to be on a nutritional program. And so if you're that straight Medicare, we actually accept it in our office. We do not take the Medicare HMOs if you've changed your Medicare over to an HMO policy, but the Medicare policies are actually paying for, they've gotten smart. Because if you can get people to lose 5-10 pounds, maybe that will decrease the cost of medication or all the other things that they need to go on. And that test that we're going to talk about is actually covered by Medicare so that patients can come in and get the testing done, correct?
Yes. What you're talking about specifically is within the test, there are three parts to it. One that goes to the doctor has all the same information, but it's much abridged, much shorter. So it's much more easily reviewed by the doctor for the patient. Then there's one that goes to the patient, which is significantly longer. So that after the patient leaves the office, they can go back to it and review it, say, okay, well, wait, what did the doctor tell me again? So then go back and look at it. And it actually tells you. So health conditions. Let's say the patient has type 2 diabetes. They can go to read page 35. Oh, my gosh, I have that genetic marker, that genetic mutation. What does that mean? They can read about it. And then they can go on and look at the diet side of it.
That's great. So when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about breaking down of the healthy weight, what you're going to get for having that testing done, and how it can really benefit you in helping with your weight loss plan, or even if you're on that go or traveling. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. You can call my office at 702-731-1200 to book your appointment to get the testing done. You can also go to my website at vitalitymedicalwellness.com.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, VitalityMedicalWellness.com.
Mike Rowe here. Today I'm with Frank, one of the heating and cooling pros at 1 Hour. Frank's got his head up a vent right now. How's it going up there?
I'm gonna break up, Mike.
Frank knows what he's talking about. He's been with 1 Hour for how long, Frank?
14 years.
That's a long time. Over that time, he's worked on tons of different equipment, taken countless hours of training, and that makes Frank the man.
No, Mike Rowe's the man.
I'm sorry, Frank. Say again.
Mike Rowe's the man.
I heard him the first time. For any cooling need, call 855-1-HOUR today. Say it again, Frank.
Mike Rowe's the man.
That's what I'm talking about. Each independent franchise is licensed in its respective state or county.
We adopted a sibling group through the Clark County Department of Family Services. Now our family is complete with two little girls and their brother. We took parenting classes, completed a home study, and ended up adopting a sibling group.
Learn more about the more than 3,000 kids in foster care and consider completing your family. Meet the kids by visiting clarkcountynv.gov/adoption.
Life begins.
So I'm apartment hunting and having this debate with a landlord.
Like I said,
No pets.
Just can't rent you the unit.
Yeah, he's a dog, but sir, he's not a pet.
He's four-legged, he's hairy, he's on a leash, that's a pet.
No, Henry is an assistance animal. Look, I'm legally blind. Couldn't you make a reasonable accommodation for my guide dog?
Young lady, you can call your canine friend anything you want. Those are the rules.
Rules? Rules that allow for housing discrimination? So, I made a call to HUD to confirm that, indeed, landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals. And now, we're so happy in our new apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your disability, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or familial status, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Las Vegas' number one source for local news. This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. You can also go to my website at vitalitymedicalwellness.com and go to the Contact Us page and submit your question over. We'll be more than happy to give you a call back on Monday morning or even email you your answers to your questions. I'm in the studio with Bill Bradley from Pathway Genomics, and we've been talking about kind of some tips to do when you're eating on the go or eating on the run. Bill was traveling for a while, and how hard it is to stick to a diet plan and not really come back from that vacation or that travel 5 pounds heavier, 6 pounds heavier.
Or 10.
Or 10, because you're so water retention and the things that you're eating on the go. The other thing we've been talking about is genetic testing and how it's come so far since the 1980s and how the pricing's come down. Some of the insurance companies have benefits for the genetic testing. And when we closed out the last portion of before we went to break, we were talking about the healthy weight. I do this test a lot in our office, and it really helps assist with our weight loss programs and gives people an idea. Like you mentioned, you can go to a nutritionist and getting the breakdown. How many fats should you eat compared to what I should eat? How many complex carbs should you eat? How many complex carbs should I eat? What is a complex carb? How much protein should you have? And this is what this testing does, and it's great because when people send in, it's a simple test. They do a little saliva test in our office. It takes about 15, 20 minutes to do. We send it off. It takes about 3 to 4 weeks for your results to come back. You come back with this whole book, a whole customized plan. And what it does is it makes it easy for us to tell people. If you come in and don't have this testing done, I can say, okay, Bill, you should be doing 4 to 5 servings of protein. Your carbs should be 80 to 100 grams a day to lose weight. Your healthy fat should be 4 to 5. But I don't. What we do is we do that, and then we have you food log. You come in. If you're losing weight, then we know we're on the right track. And then if you're not losing weight, then we have to adjust the carbohydrates. We have to adjust the protein. We have to adjust the healthy fats. And I know a lot of people say, well, why do you want me to food log every single week? Because this is the reason why. There is no map. There's no menu.
Nope.
It's another guessing game.
Okay, why is it – it's a question for everybody listening. So why is it that there's so many different diet types? Seriously, why is there? It's because some diet plans and diet types work for some people, i.e. their genes are programmed to work in a specific way. And if your genes are not programmed to work with that specific diet, there's typically two things that can happen. Either you're not going to lose any weight, but you can also lose just a little bit and have very little success. You're going, well, wait, so-and-so lost 15, 20 pounds on this diet. Why am I losing like 2 or 3 or 5? What's going on? I've been at this now for 3 months. Oh, forget it. I'm done. And then you go on another diet type and you lose like 30 pounds. You're like, oh my gosh, this is success. I got to tell everybody about it.
It's not going to work for your friend like it works for
you.
And you can pull out of the hat, should I do South Beach? Should I do Atkins?
17-day or
none of them are wrong, but you got to find out which one.
That's right. And
you can spend a lifetime trying to figure it out.
And that's what this test will help significantly reduce, because it's telling you, the patient, i.e. the practitioner that you're in front of, okay, well, should I have 20% lean proteins for my average diet plan, 25% healthy fats, 55% complex carbohydrates, or for myself, because I've done the test on myself, my diet plan shows that I should have 30% proteins and 30% healthy fats and 40% complex carbohydrates. Now remember, these are good pieces of food. This isn't going and having a Snickers. Oh, well, guess what? I had, 14 grams of protein.
M&M's. Yeah.
I love peanut M&M's too, especially the roasted, salted with honey. Oh, those are fantastic. But the point I'm making is that anybody can take their time and find the right diet plan that works for them. This takes that time frame down from, if you guess it right the first time, fantastic. But it's highly unlikely, because there's four major diet types. There's really actually more than that. We have a fifth one for the Asian ethnicity. But the point I'm making is that this test significantly reduces that time frame, because it tells you what you should be eating for a long-term diet plan versus guessing it. And if you ask any registered dietitian, the hardest thing to find out from any patient that they're trying to help out is, okay, well, is this patient a higher carbohydrate, a higher protein, a lower protein? Because if they get it wrong, they can actually have the patient gain weight. And that obviously is not what they're trying to do. They're trying to have them lose the fat, reduce the water retention in their body, increase the lean protein, along with some exercise and proper nutrition. That's how it should happen. It works for everybody. But there are certain things that type of thing works better for than others. Not just a diet plan, but the test actually goes into types of exercise that give you enhanced benefit from what you're doing. So, for example, let's say you say, hey, I'm going to the gym, I'm just not having the results. Most of what you do is resulted from your diet, what you're eating. But the other side of that is, if you're not exercising properly based upon what your genetic composition is, okay, for myself, I get enhanced benefit from endurance training. Now,
I hate it when that one comes back.
Hey, I got to be honest.
40 minutes, 5 days a week.
I'm not so into doing the endurance training either. It's not my forte. I'm a sprinter by natural.
But you're more motivated to do it because now you have the genetic testing that says if you don't do it, you're going to be fat.
Well, and something else too. I've never understood, when I used to have a workout partner consistently, he could have an enormous amount of complex carbohydrates, good carbohydrates, good stuff, potatoes and things like that, even pastas, and he'd be just fine. You give me the same thing, I would actually gain weight like there's no tomorrow. Both doing the exact same exercises day in and day out, highly physical, extremely active individuals. He was losing weight and I was gaining it. Now, you give me lots of protein with low carbohydrates and good healthy fats, I'm good. I'm losing weight like there's no tomorrow. I'm leaning up. I'm getting lean muscle mass on a regular basis, and I'm not retaining water. And he's going, well, wait, why can't I eat that?
Some of the diets people may be associated with that are, now we're big into the ketogenic diet.
Yes.
Or the paleo diet, or the old ones, kind of Atkins, but not a little bit, because we don't really recommend that high saturated fat type stuff. We more the healthy fats. So you do better with them types of diet. Them are the kind of the names you see on the internet if you Google, or why would somebody do good with that diet? But not everybody will do good with that diet.
And here's what I would say about dieting, and I've heard you talk about it, so I know you agree with me. It's not so much the quote-unquote diet itself.
We should change
that
diet.
It's proper nutrition, and I say that all the time to anybody I'm talking about it. I say diet because everybody understands it, and then I change it automatically and instantly to proper nutrition. If you eat clean, eat a proper nutritionally based diet on a regular basis, especially one that your body likes, i.e. instead of 20% proteins, you eat 30% based upon your genetic structure, like myself. Eat 30% healthy fats instead of 5 or 10%. Because there are diets out there that cut out all fats or almost down to nothing. If you do that,
and everybody gains weight.
Yes. Your body needs the fats. Let's face it. Your brain runs off of fats as well as your internal systems. Your body absolutely needs it. And the funny part is, so does your muscles. If your body can't use the stored fat let's say you start an exercise routine at the gym. For the first 10 to 20 minutes at the gym, it runs off of the stored energy, the glucose in the muscles. After that, it goes to the fats. So that's why you have to go to the gym, not for 30 minutes, for an hour to 2 hours. Why? Because that way it starts to burn the fats. And guess what? Not only do you get the effects right then, but as your body sits after you've exercised, you start to burn more fats as well.
So, Mark, gym. 2 hours.
2 hours of what?
We'll guide you after this show.
1 to 2 hours. We start you off with an hour. That's the best way to go because people can handle that. And once you get your body physically acclimated to activity on a regular basis, you can move your way up.
We can go through some tips what to do when you have to work a lot, some office chair activities.
I don't sit in an office chair.
Well, while you're back there, you could do some.
I'm not doing jumping jacks for you.
You know what's
happening?
Something else that works really well, too, even if you're just sitting in the chair, squeezing your calves, squeezing your glutes, squeezing your hamstrings and your quads, your arms, just literally flexing and holding it for a few seconds.
Practice, Mark.
I'm not holding anything. You are crazy. I'm not holding this chair to my butt.
Practice, Mark. Let's see.
Hey, you know what?
I'm gonna audio tell everybody how Mark's squatting in the chair.
You know, y'all this crazy. Is a prime example, Mark, of, you know, you can lead somebody to the water. You can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink. It doesn't matter what you have in front of you. It doesn't matter what your genes are. If you're not willing to do what it takes to get there, then everything is pointless, including.
So now I'm a horse. This is great. This is great. This is great.
No. You're not a donkey or a horse or whatever.
Oh, now I'm a jack. And this is great. This is great. This is awesome.
Watch it. I don't know if we can use that term on the radio.
I know what I can use.
Oh, goodness gracious.
But it's a form of a horse. Why can't we say it?
Yeah.
We're not calling you that. We're just.
No, he just wants to lead me to a river and drink drink muddy water. This is awesome.
I'm not trying to push you in the deep end or anything. No. Just an analogy.
We're just trying to encourage you to get healthy. On It's Your Health and Vitality.
Right.
Demonstrate to our listeners how when you're stuck at home, you don't need to go 2 hours to the gym.
Mm.
He's not getting up. No. It's not happening.
No.
Not a chance.
So, and this, hey, you know what? This is a good example of, okay, if you're not willing to do the exercise, at least do the eating part of it. If you do the eating part of it, that gets you realistically 70 to 90% of the way to your goal. Because even if you're not willing to exercise, if you're eating right, that's going to go a long way to helping you out feel better, have more energy and longevity in life.
From the guy that eats 7 to 8 Snickers bars. Yes.
Yes, I can't eat that many in one sitting. And I have done that in the past.
We all have a bad day.
Yeah.
Well, we all have a cheat day. It's just you got to do it 90%
daily,
of the
though.
Time.
It's daily.
If you knew what I ate in high school at lunch and at breakfast and at dinner, you'd be floored.
We can do a whole show on school lunches right here because they consider tomato paste your vegetable.
What?
What?
Yes. So pizza with tomato paste is considered the vegetable at school lunches.
What's the fiber content of that thing?
Oh, Lordy.
Like 2%? 2 grams maybe?
I don't know. And then they have the vending machine where they can go get Cheetos and a Coke to go with it. So it's all starts.
Hey, school starts on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Some people are excited about that. Get back to routine or not. I'm excited about it.
Well,
I don't know if my son's excited about it.
I am and I'm not. I've got 2 kids going to school for the first time. 2 out of my 3 are going to school on Monday.
Your wife gets a break. She's excited.
Yeah,
she's
she is.
Like, go.
She's also not excited because then she's going to be sad. She's had him, you know, for the summer. And our middle child is going to school for the first time, so she's always had him for the past 5 years. So now she's going to be without her Michael, and she's a little
I know her. Just give her a week.
About it.
She's a little anxious. It'll go away. And then she's going to have all this freedom.
That's what
you're
going to
be at work.
Yep.
She's going to be like, yeah. When we return, we're going to continue to talk about the DNA weight testing. We're also going to talk a little bit about cost. If you are a Medicare patient, they will cover this testing. Some of the PPO insurances will also cover the testing. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200 to book your appointment to get the testing done. We'll be back.
Want to watch the current season of NCIS or past seasons of The Good Wife? With CBS All Access, you can watch these and other CBS shows live or on demand on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Go to cbs.com/access now for your free trial.
CBS Radio's 19th annual Fight of Las Vegas, September 12th at Desert Breeze Park. Taste selections from more than 50 of the best dining spots in Vegas, each priced at $5 or less. Enjoy activities for the entire family and a play zone for the kids. Plus, performances on the Cirque du Soleil main stage featuring Third Eye Blind, Matt Nathanson, Lifehouse, Andy Grammer, Need to Breathe, and American Idol winner Nick Fratiani. Tickets are on sale at BiteLV2015.eventbrite.com. Brought to you by Coors Light, your Southern Nevada Toyota dealers, Wells Fargo, Smirnoff Sour, the Great American Wine Company, KB Home, Renewable Energy Electric, CW Las Vegas, and News 3, the 19th annual Bite of Las Vegas. Don't miss it.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Christy Thomas, doctor of nursing practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, VitalityMedicalWellness.com.
Banking means growing, moving into your first home or into your dream home. Banking means improving, starting your business or building your empire. Banking means living, planning your retirement or securing the future. And with Nevada State Bank, banking means helping. Our knowledgeable local team is here to serve you no matter what you want from life. Nevada State Bank, bring your banking home at nsbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 561942.
It doesn't matter if you're 22 or 62, whether you're trying to figure out how to pay off a student loan or how you're going to pay for retirement. Maybe you're a parent trying to provide for your family, struggling to pay the bills on time. The tough economy is affecting all of us, and it can be overwhelming. There's no need to fight the battle alone. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know there is help available for whatever kind of debt problem you're facing. The NFCC is a nonprofit organization with more than 50 years of experience. Certified counselors in your area can help you take the first step in getting a grip on your finances. And they can help create a personalized plan and show you how to make educated decisions about your financial future. You are not alone. Let the NFCC help get you started. Call them at 800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. That's 800-388-2227 or visit debtadvice.org. This has been a public service from the NFCC.
Covering everything that happens in Las Vegas. News, talk, traffic, and weather together on the 8s. This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
See, this is music you need. This is what you need to get up.
All right, everybody's up in here with me.
Worldwide to infinity. You know the roof on fire. We gonna boogie, 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 jiggle, wiggle, and dance. Like a roof on
the
fire.
The horses have come out on this show. So we can lead you to water. Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. For those of you that missed it, Bill called Mark a horse.
No, I did not call him a donkey.
A donkey. A jack. He's got the beat button. I can't say it. I'll get grounded. I'm like, I'll get grounded. I'll get kicked off the show. So we were just talking a little bit about genetic testing and the diet plans and how much you can eat of protein, fats, carbohydrates, and really how the genetic testing customizes a program so that you specifically know. And if you're following this program, you're eating what your genetics say, the amount of fat, the amount of carbohydrates, the amount of protein. You're doing the recommended exercise that it's recommended on this testing because it's going to go by your genetics, that you're going to be more successful in your weight loss program. It's going to be easier for you to lose weight. It's going to be quicker because when you come in, it's not a guessing game where you're food logging and we're trying to determine how many carbohydrates, where your grams of carbohydrates have been. And Bill, you brought up that, you know, we do guess. Sometimes we cut people's carbs way back to almost nothing and they don't lose weight. But if we add more protein, more healthy fats, they lose weight. So, and that's mainly why we have the food log. And if you're down that, you know, my goal for patients is 1.5 to 2 pounds per week. Sometimes people will come in and say, well, I gained 5 pounds just over the weekend. Well, I wish it came off
as fast
as it came on, but unfortunately it doesn't. And if you look at the long picture, you're 8 to 10 pounds a month. The next month, you're another 8 to 10 pounds. You're losing at least probably 15 to 16 pounds in a two-month period, more so than gaining an extra 1 or 2 pounds. So, and it's really a lifestyle change that we do. We try to get rid of the word diet, like you mentioned, but everybody is stuck on the word diet. I'm on a diet
Diet's
plan, or
a
I'm
bad
on a weight loss plan.
Yeah.
But it's really a lifestyle change. We want you to eat like this for a long time so that you're healthy. Does it mean you can never have a cheat day? We brought that up in the beginning of the show when everybody's picking on me that I missed breakfast and chose a bad choice. And everybody does it. We all do it. Even myself that works the business, we do it. But now, for the rest of the day, I know that I had this juice, which has, 33 grams of carbs.
Wow.
It is only one serving, though. It's a small bottle. But now I know that my carb count is 33 grams for the day. The rest of the day, I better be good, or I'm in trouble.
Increase your proteins, increase your healthy fats,
lots of
fibers.
Grains, fibers. Yep. And by making that one bad decision this morning, now I pay for it for the rest of the day.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So... But I'll text you my food.
That's
log.
The reason why it's so important that it's proper nutrition and not just a diet. Because a diet, in my head, is a fad. A fad is something that comes and goes. But proper nutrition is here to last.
Exactly.
I should put that in bottle or something.
Right? Exactly. So the other thing I want to talk a little bit about real quick is about the micronutrient. It also screens on this test. It's a benefit because we do this testing in our office. If you have this testing done and you're going to come back genetically, increased risk of having nutrient deficiencies that may play a role in your weight loss program, you're going to get nutrition testing done in my office. You're going to get your B vitamins tested. You're going to get your nutrients that you're deficient in that are going to give you the energy, going to help you metabolize fats to make it easier for you to lose weight.
Yeah. In fact, with our genetic test, it's our Healthy Weight DNA Insight test. On the nutritional needs side of it, there are specific genes that we test related to B2, B6, B12, A, C, D, and E. For myself, I'm going to talk about myself specifically because I've done the test myself and found that, A, unfortunately, I am genetically deficient. Just from a genetic perspective, for the folate side of it, I'm also genetically deficient from a vitamin E perspective. And one of the things that I learned after doing this test is, oh, geez, well, vitamin E, who needs that? Well, vitamin E is only fat soluble. So what I mean by that is if you drink it with water or you drink it with anything other than other fats, it does not dissolve. So if you put water with it or other oils that are not fat related, it just sits there, just like oils do or olive oil does on water. When you're boiling some noodles with water and you pour the olive oil on top, it just sits there. This is the same thing with vitamin E. You have to take it with other fats in order for your body to absorb it to be used properly throughout your system. And guess what? Those vitamins and minerals that you eat, if you don't have enough of one, you can't process another one. Same thing with vitamin E's. If I don't have enough of other fats, I can't do it.
It goes so quick, Bill.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks for joining the show. I appreciate you coming on. Please call my office at 702-731-1200. We'll be more than happy to book you an appointment, have a consultation done to see if you qualify for the testing. We'll check your insurance benefits for you. It is a covered test on Medicare. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. Again, the office phone number is 702-731-1200.